As the WILO Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading with 2020 Vision continues, we say good morning to Dr. Steve Tharp. Good morning, Dr. Tharp.
Good morning. It's a beautiful election day, so sounds like you all are getting it all squared away pretty well.
Yeah, that's a good day to get out and vote. That's no excuse now, right? We got good weather.
That's right. And all of the polling places are open, I think.
They are open, yeah. We've got several. We've got all the complete list at Clinton County Daily News.
Great. So I know we probably want to talk about our favorite subject, COVID-19 situation. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're trending up with our cases, both the percent positive and the actual numbers. And so much like the rest of the Midwest, we're being a little concerned about how things are going. We're trying to be as careful as we can and still keep everything accessible and out there. So that's kind of the background stage, and I think that we'll see this tomorrow. We will get information on our next color code to see if we've changed or not, and that will have a lot to do with whatever else we do. So that's kind of where we are. We had a rousing time in the last day or two as far as tests. We hit over 800, and that is a lot. That's our highest yet. I think yesterday we hit 180 or so, and we're really seeing quite a lot of activity with that. So that should tell you that there's a lot of folks concerned.
Steve, what's the difference between the 7-day individual positivity rate and the 7-day unique individual's positivity rate? Does the unique individual's thing, what is it, and does it really matter?
Well, I'm not sure, first of all, what really matters and what doesn't, what numbers we use. But obviously, there is a difference. The unique individual rate are the actual number of people who have turned positive over whatever period of time we're looking at, in our case, the last 7 days, so that's the one that most people are kind of following and that sort of thing. However, that's a much harder figure to come up with. And so, they also report out, in general, the tests over the last 7 days, as opposed to positive tests. So in general, the unique number is going to be, a bit lower, it would seem to me. That tells us more about the people, and the other number tells us more about the metrics of the tests and how we're doing with that.
So if you had your crystal ball out there, what's going to happen come later this week?
Well, at the Board of Health, we are quite concerned that the trend continues to go up, that we're going to see increasing numbers, and that at some point Governor Holcomb's going to need to think about instituting a little bit more restriction trying to keep people from being exposed and keep our communities a little more healthy. That's a hard call to make. I do not think that we're going to go back to closing everything. I think that that was not as successful as we would like it to be. And we've also realized that if we can get people to follow the rules, that that's not necessary. Now, it may become necessary if people just simply will not wear masks, and continue to congregate in groups increase the possibility of exposure. So that's really the challenge. And the so-called COVID, fatigue is really a concern for us, because it's really hard to keep people excited about taking care of themselves when they have such a hard time seeing an improvement when they do it.
What have you kind of a number, or what you think it's going to be to put us into the red? And if so, I think we'll go back to about between 2 and 3, or maybe 2.5, is where I think we'll wind up going before it's all said and done. What's your thoughts?
Oh, I think that at first we will probably go back by 1, but it's going to take at least 2 weeks to see what the effect is when we make a change. So it's very possible that we would decide to go ahead and go back to somewhere around stage 3. But I know that the governor is working very hard to figure out what we really need to do, and he may have a different idea about how we can change things without going back to one of the formal levels completely. So I suspect it's going to be a sort of a new twist on what we've done before.
Okay. Is there any way in your mind that we can mandate, do you really think we need to mandate masks? And if people don't do it, what do you do with them?
That's a really good question. Mandating masks is something we certainly can do, but we've had a lot of trouble with people like the police and others feeling comfortable enforcing that kind of mandate. And so it's been, that's not something that I think is very viable. I think instead we have to let people understand just how serious this is. And I know that there are people who get the illness and don't seem to have too much trouble. But they may be giving it to their parents, their grandparents, others in their neighborhood who aren't going to do so well with it. And we do know that that has a real effect on things. So I think the key is doing things like we're doing now and explaining to people just why we really need to follow the rules and do the things that are going to help. I think it's very important for us one way or another to convince people that they need to wear a mask anytime they leave their home. And that they don't go without a mask doing anything unless it's with people who live in their household and sleep in their house regularly. That's the message I would like to send out for this.
Okay. Anything else you want to add that we haven't talked about yet?
No, I think we've got a lot of exciting stuff going on today. So
yeah, we do.
I understand that this is on the middle burner, I hope.
Yeah.
But let's remember that it's up to us. And just like voting, you've got to be in the game to win at it. And stay with us. Wear your mask. Keep your distance, avoid crowds, and do the things that we know will help to keep you safe. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it very much.
All right. Dr. Steve Tharp as our WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 Vision continues.